five dozen, that is. Oh! By the way, Happy Easter, everybody. Happy Easter. Now, what's Easter about? It's certainly not about feeling sick. I wonder if it's about bunnies. Do you like my bunny? There's lots of bunnies in the shops at the moment, but that's my Easter bunny. But I don't think Easter is about bunnies. I wonder if Easter is about these. Who can tell me what these are? Oh, do you know what they are? Binoculars. Now, why would I need binoculars at Easter time? Oh, I know why. Because they help me on the Easter egg hunt. I've got one. And you know what? Some of these little suckers, they're very small, so you need the binoculars to find them. Oh, yes. And, oh, well, you'll smelly feet. Boy, oh, boy. I got another one. Yeah, maybe it's about binoculars, but I'm not really sure. And I don't think Easter really is about Easter egg hunts. Because, you know, as much as I like Easter egg hunts, Easter isn't really about them. Now, is Easter about the Easter show? Who's going to the Easter show? Anyone going to the Easter show? Yeah, I wish someone would take me to the Easter show. But I'm not going to the show, but I've got my show bag. That's my Easter show bag. Is that an Easter show bag? No, it is. This is my bag, and I'm showing you. It's my show bag. Come on, my black show bag. Boy, oh boy, you don't believe me. But you know, you're right. Easter isn't really about show bags or the show either. Well, what is it about? What about this? Is Easter about hats? How do I look? Do I look good? Now, who had an Easter hat parade at school? Some had crazy hair days at school by the look of it. You know, those chickens, I think you've took those off my Easter egg somehow. Yeah. Have you got chocolate in your hair as well? Yeah, maybe. But I don't think Easter is about hats either. I know what. I know what Easter's about. Easter is about, what are they? Hot cross buns. Oh, I'd love a hot cross bun. Who'd like a hot cross bun? Ah, oh, beautiful. Beautifully baked by Coles. Okay, well done. Hot cross buns. Now, actually though, hot cross buns do help us because they remind us of part of the Easter story. Do you know which part? Yes, Harry. Yeah, well done. When he died on the cross. Hot cross buns. That's right. Very good. Thank you. Hot cross buns. See, the Easter story begins with Jesus dying on the cross. And he died to take the punishment that we all deserve. But you know what? That doesn't sound like a happy story. Jesus died. That's not happy, is it? That's sad. Ah, but the cross is not the end of the story. When Jesus died, it was very sad, but that wasn't the end. Let me tell you the rest of the story. Now, I wonder how many Easter eggs you have left at your house. Does anyone have any Easter eggs left at their house? Yes. Now, hands up if you're the type of person that eats them straight away. Hands up those people. And hands up if you're the sort of person that saves them till everyone else has eaten theirs, and then you get yours out and you don't share it with anyone. We got any people here like that? Yes. Yes. Well, yes, I know the types. But I have one egg left as well. I better go find it, and I won't need my binoculars to find this egg. Do you like my egg? Oh, pretty good. Who would like some? Oh, well, tough luck. Okay. Let me just get it out and show you my egg. It's going to be hard. Look at that. Oh, I'm so glad that I didn't eat this along with all the other eggs, because if I did, I would have had to go out and get some donuts to settle my stomach. I would have been feeling that bad. But let me just tell you what Easter is about. Put that over there. Let me see what we can do here. Okay. We'll just... we'll take the... Who can tell me what's inside? What's in there? Chocolate bits. Apart from the chocolate bits, what's inside? Anything?
No.
What's in there?
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing. Good. There is nothing inside. And what that, you know, is what Easter is about. Easter is about nothing. Easter is about nothing. Well, sort of. Let me explain. See, when Jesus died, his body was put into a cave called a tomb. But Jesus didn't stay dead, did he? On the Sunday morning, Jesus came back to life again. When his friends went to the tomb, they found nothing. Say it with me. They found nothing. The tomb was empty. Say that with me. The tomb was empty. Just like my egg that I might share with you at supper time. Okay? Just like my egg. Yes, it was empty because Jesus was alive. So Easter begins with Jesus dying on a cross and ends with an empty tomb. Now that is a happy ending. So children, mums and dads, everyone here tonight, don't let Easter bunnies or hat parades and show bags crowd out the true Easter story. Jesus died on a cross, but he didn't stay dead. His tomb was empty because he had risen. He wasn't dead anymore. He came back to life again. And the great news is that if we believe in him, Jesus' story is our story too. If we trust that Jesus paid the punishment for our sins when he died on that cross, then death will not be the end of our story either. Like Jesus, we will have a forever story with God in heaven. And that's the great news of Easter. Thank you, Scott.
Cool. Okay. Isn't that great?